Well, MCA, I think exchange stock or something with Westinghouse, and they asked for approval, and whatever you give them an opinion or something?
Well, there's a clearance procedure, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Well, they don't think that they are, and they think that the law is clearly on their side, and the best firms tell them it is, and told them so ahead of time, told them now, but they say the department doesn't say they're not. So they said, well, we haven't decided yet, and they keep putting them off, and they've been between 2 and 3 months. They're upset and afraid it's going to knock out their merger. It's going to cost him lots. He thinks he's done a good job, and he's upset. He's been our front person, just kind of like Irvin Goldberg and Bob Clark in Dallas for all these years, and it's kind of a problem when they call you. Do it and call me, and that's good old Paul Kilday's funeral. You heard any more about the Chief Justice?
No. Go ahead.
Nixon sent me word today he'd be glad if I'd submit Dewey.
Well, I guess he would.
I think that's right. He wouldn't take Bill Rogers, though. That's interesting, isn't it? He said he's no good son of a bitch.
Well, that's confirmed my good feelings about Bill Rogers.
Anything more on your judges?
No, I guess we're about to do those things here.
Well, maybe if we have them back after the session on non-proliferation, we might get some of them. Did you catch any hell from any senators for not getting their man through?
I don't believe we did before.
Haven't heard anything from Hollow, any of those.
No, I haven't heard worse.
We got our business behind with him, so you can talk to him. Haven't decided what you're going to do.
I haven't really thought about it. Must be something.
Any idea what Barefoot's going to do? I believe we can get him back on that court.
Well, I sure hope so.
I'm not sure we didn't make a mistake not taking him on their deal.
No, that deal was too much. That wasn't right. I don't believe Thurman stood up to it anymore.
Well, he agreed to it, and they had a unanimous vote. But I just believe it was cheapening the presidency. Well, I do deny it all the time. I get in touch with you roughnecks like you can. Wirtz, Clifford, Rusk, and all you cabinet boys. I have to deny it, but I know you used to deny it, Thurman. That goes too far, you think?
Beyond reason.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye, call me on this, please, and let's see if there's not a legitimate way we can help this man. If it's really smacks of bad business, we don't want to do it. But if it doesn't, I sure do want to do it.
Yeah,